Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Nick DiGilio here, and our regular Friday features begin. We are here till 4 o'clock, and then we head over to the TV side of WGN for some early morning news. Bob Surratt will have your morning drive at 5. We are here 24-7. WGN is here 24-7 to keep you informed, to keep you company, to get you through this. And we're all going to get through this together. So we start off with, you big dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and the first person through at 312-981-7200 votes. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A toilet paper heist was thwarted yesterday by an alert hotel security guard, according to Florida cops, who arrested the alleged TP thief on a felony charge. According to investigators, a guard at a Marriott hotel in Orlando was patrolling around 1:30 a.m. Thursday when he spotted a man pushing a trash can toward his Honda van. When the suspect reached the vehicle, he removed a bag from the can and placed it inside his auto. Finding the man's actions suspicious, the guard peeked through the van's window and noticed the bag was full of unused toilet paper rolls that belonged to the hotel. When the man, later identified as Angel Hernandez Chino, 31, returned to the van, the guard confronted him, and Angel admitted to taking the toilet paper. The bag, cop says, contains 66 rolls of toilet paper valued at 99 cents a piece. After receiving a 911 call about a man stealing toilet paper, cops arrived at the Marriott and questioned Hernando Cinto. The suspect, who is a Guatemalan citizen, claimed that he knew a lady who was poor and had no job and was only taking the toilet paper to help her and her family. Hernandez-Cinto, who works for a company that provides cleaning services to the Marriott, confessed and apologized for his actions, police reported. He initially provided cops with a fake name, was arrested for theft and public lodging establishment, which is a felony. The Orlando resident was booked into the Orange County Jail, which he was released on a $2,500 bond. The 66 rolls of toilet paper were photographed by the cops, but not booked into evidence. The toilet paper rolls were released back to the hotel.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Ava Louise, the woman who coined the phrase, I'd rather die than live ugly, and whose TikTok of herself licking an airplane toilet seat was shared widely, has officially stirred the pot with Dr. Phil. A 21-year-old self-described skinny legend held nothing back when she spoke with the TV therapist about her decision to use the coronavirus pandemic to gain publicity. I was, like, really annoyed that Corona was getting all the more publicity than me, she told Dr. Phil in an interview that aired on Thursday. I just don't think this is as concerning as possibly as it could be, because I don't have coronavirus. I don't have any symptoms. No one I know has symptoms, she added, because she went on spring break to Florida. She's still healthy. The disease can't be serious. COVID-19, the disease that is caused by coronavirus, killed more than 200 Americans on Wednesday and is sending U.S. fatalities to nearly 1,000. She said that she was so frustrated by Dr. Phil's criticism of her video, which has been taken down from TikTok, that she was tempted to cough on him. I'll pull up and cough on you, she told Dr. Phil, who then called her spoiled and entitled. It wasn't her first meeting with a TV therapist. She appeared on his show twice in 2019, according to Vice. Last September, she said in her previous appearance that she was putting on an act to gain more followers. In the YouTube video posted March 16th, she reiterated that the toilet bowl licking was just for clout. During the last interview, Dr. Phil asked if you infect one person that loses their lives, is it worth for all the attention? And she said, yes.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three. A couple desperate for their Mountain Dew fix ranted at workers who refused to let them stockpile 552 cans of the soft drink. They were filmed. The couple visited the Louisville, Kentucky Kroger supermarket this week and flew into a rage when workers informed them that they were not allowed to stockpile so much. They were filmed complaining to an employee that they were purposely misinformed about being allowed to return and complete their purchases of 23 cases, which is a whopping 552 cans. The couple flew into a rage when they were not allowed to complete a massive purchase of Mountain Dew at the supermarket in Kentucky on Tuesday. The man argues with the Kroger's supermarket staff in Louisville, Kentucky. During his visit Tuesday, he was told he could not purchase 23 cases of Mountain Dew. The man's companion pushes the cart away after slamming two boxes of Mountain Dew on top of the counter. A female bystander filmed the shocking exchange as the man paid for his purchases shortly after dropping off the other boxes in a vehicle. A straight-up lie. What a liar, the man shouted. You're such a liar. You just told me right now that I could go outside and come back and get the drinks. The man continued to present his case literally while the woman tried to play peacemaker and reason with the cash register attendant. He subsequently pushed the cart away before the woman stopped him and alerted him that they were not allowed to take only 2 to 4 cases of Mountain Dew. She then slammed the remaining two boxes on top of the counter and pushed her cart away. Folks losing their mind up here for some Mountain Dew, the person recording the video said.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. We got two more dummies to get through, and then all the regular Friday features continue right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Our regular Friday features continue as we continue with You Big Dummy. Dummy number four. A man got naked from the waist down and made lewd gestures to an underage girl after he crashed into a car she was in, according to Manatee County Sheriff's Office. This, of course, is Florida. Deputies said 23-year-old Cody Hicks was driving erratically on Friday and crashed into a car with two females inside. After the crash, Hicks pulled down his pants and underwear while standing in the middle of the street and began touching his penis while sticking his tongue out at the witnesses. Hicks is also accused of asking the underage victim if she wanted to participate in a sex act while his penis was exposed. Deputies said Hicks refused to cooperate with the investigation and would only answer with, "I want my lawyer," when he was asked a question. He was arrested on a lewd and lascivious exhibition charge. Court records showed that he pleaded not guilty.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. A burglary suspect was arrested early Wednesday morning after he met with police officers, undercover officers, to sell the items that he stole, according to Portland Police Bureau. On March 12th at around 9 a.m., officers were called out to a burglary at the 3300 block of Southeast Ankeny Street. Police said thousands of dollars worth of tools were stolen during the burglary. During an investigation, officers discovered the stolen tools listed on a website for sale. Oh, God. Officers, along with the neighborhood response team, were able to set up a meeting with the suspect, identified as 38-year-old Eric Lamberton, to buy the stolen tools. On Wednesday, around 12 a.m., officers met Lamberton at Southeast 52nd Avenue and Southeast Powell Boulevard. Police said officers were able to identify the tools inside Lamberton's van as the stolen tools. Lamberton was then taken into custody. According to police officers, officers learned that Lamberton was late to the meetup because he was burglarizing another home. Items belonging to other burglary victims were also located inside the van.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right. We have some deciding to do. Let me recap the dummies, and then Tom, you'll vote, I'll vote, and then whoever gets through first at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. So we got the dummy who stole 66 rolls of toilet paper from a hotel. We got the dummy who licked who went after Dr. Phil because she was licking her airplane toilet seat because she wants to be famous. We have the dummies couple, the dummy couple who were furious when they were not allowed to buy 23 cases of Mountain Dew. We got the dummy Florida man who took off his pants after crashing into a car and made lewd gestures. And we got the dummy burglar who stole a bunch of tools and then got busted by selling them to undercover police officers. Okay, Tom, where's your brain going with this?
Well, I'd like to give the runner-up to the couple who so severely needed Mountain Dew.
Well,
that they wanted to stockpile, was it over 500 cans?
552 cans.
552 cans
of Mountain Dew. Well, you know, people who drink Mountain Dew are a little high strung.
You could say that.
It'll do that to you.
Yeah.
You know, you got so much caffeine and so much sugar in that thing.
Well, and now, thanks to Marnie, we know that there is a new flavor out.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can always do the Dew.
It's always, but that's only available at Walmart for those folks. So so you're going, that's your runner-up?
That's my runner-up. But the clear winner is Chick who licked the toilet seat for clout.
Yeah.
That's the clear winner.
That's also not just dumb, it's insane.
Yeah. She's a jerk.
No question.
Total jerk.
Okay. I think it's interesting that the guy who works for the cleaning corporation is the guy who's hoarding all the toilet paper, trying to steal the toilet paper. But I also like his excuse was, I knew a lady who was poor and had no job and was taking the toilet paper to help her and her family. That was his excuse.
And I get it, man.
Yeah.
I'm inclined that maybe not. I don't necessarily believe him, but hey, what do I know?
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
The couple who went nuts because of the Mountain Dew is pretty special, I have to say. I mean, it says a lot about Mountain Dew itself. Like, these are the kind of people that don't need Mountain Dew. If they're going nuts like that, that's the last drink that you need is Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend, when I worked the overnights at Jewel, he drank, I can't tell you the number of Mountain Dews that he would drink during our overnight shift. You remember Jolt?
Jolt?
Cola.
It wasn't around when I was growing up, but I think they brought it back for a bit.
Yeah.
They definitely brought back Tab.
Yeah, well, Tab is, you know.
Tab's back.
Tab's around. But Jolt was like double the caffeine of like regular soda. And people would drink that on overnight shifts at Jewel.
I'm getting the jitters just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, now they have that.
Cola.
They've got that Coke Energy.
Yeah. Well, all these energy drinks are nuts. So, but yeah, I have to go with you. I mean, she's not only dumb, she's a moron and an idiot. The woman who licked the airplane toilet seat and then videotaped it and then went after Dr. Phil. So we don't need a third vote because that's it. It would be unanimous. So the biggest dummy of the week, without question, is that idiot who licked the airplane toilet seat. So there you go. All right, we can get a few in before we break. All right, let's try this out. Here we go.
It's
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should anyway because it's the best. And whenever anybody says anything at any time that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 10-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's get a few in before we break.
All right, first two here are coming to us from Brian. This one's Bob Surratt.
This is a hard one this morning.
Usually is, Bob. Usually
oh,
is.
Boy. Okay.
All right, and this next one, a little bit of a celeb one. It's Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Oh.
We may get bent.
By the way, can I just say she's doing a great job? I just want to say she's doing it, and so is Pritzker. Oh, what the hell was that? No, they're doing a great job at a very critical time, and you want to trust in your leaders at this time, and I absolutely do. I think they're doing great. So, always been a Lori Lightfoot fan, always. Mm-hmm. So, okay,
all right. Next one's from Wild Bill. It's you. Oh.
That's why the best nuts are expensive. Were you talking about macadamia?
Exploding pistachios, in fact.
Oh, exploding pistachios.
Yeah, we were talking about how a caller, a very smart caller, called in and let us know that pistachios can explode.
Yeah. Okay. Exploding pistachios. Okay. All right.
All right. This one's from Tom from Bartlett. It is also you.
Come on. So that's the 12-inch version.
Oh.
What song were we playing?
That was... It was Rick James. I want to say it was Give It To Me, Babe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The 12-inch version.
So, yeah, well, it's a 12-inch. Those were the big 12-inch mixes back in the day. You would get your 12-inch mix for DJing. So you can wiki-wiki it. That's right. Okay.
All right. Next one, Mary Vandeveld. I don't think she's been on for a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while. So this one's from Kevin in McHenry.
I won't get any, but I feel better.
Talking about flowers.
Yeah. I love Mary. She's the best. Okay.
Another Bob Surratt here. This one coming to us from John in Belvedere.
I'm looking at my package.
I don't know what package he was talking about, but he was talking about mail, presumably.
That's very funny. That's a good one. That's a good one. Good old Bob Surratt. Okay.
And here's a little Marion Merciano. Am I saying that correctly?
Marion Merciano.
Yeah, Marion Merciano. Yeah. This one coming to us from Jim.
You never know when you're not going to be able to get it.
Was she on Bob's show?
She was on Bob's show.
Okay, but it makes sense because, you know, they're married.
They are.
Yes.
They are, in fact, married.
They are. And they used to have a show right here on WGN together.
Yeah.
So now Bob's doing your morning drive. Every once in a while, Marion shows up. On the Bob Surratt show in the morning. Very cool. Okay.
All right. John Williams here. This one coming to us from Brian.
About every night they'd be running up and down on the floor, sweating and touching each other.
What? Yeah, the music adds to it, I have to say.
It definitely does.
What?
Talking about basketball.
Oh, sweating and touching each other?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you do.
You touch people in basketball.
No, yeah, absolutely. Of course you do. Yeah. Okay. That's the music, though. That was the key to why that clip was so funny. Okay.
Every night they'd be running up and down on the floor, sweating and touching each other.
What is that music?
I don't know. I really wish I knew.
Do we still do we have access to tu-tu-ta-tu-ti-tu-tu?
We'll play that after the break.
All right. Okay, one more.
One more here. The great John Hansen coming to us from Tom in Indianapolis.
Now you realize, and when you get to do it again, you are going to appreciate it so hard.
What was he? What was he talking about?
He was just throwing a question out to listeners, saying like, "What do you miss? You know, that you're really going to appreciate when you get to do
once
it
we
again.
Once we get to get out of the house."
Yeah,
yeah. I like John. John's a good guy,
funny guy.
He's a good guy, and he's on the jam in the morning.
Yeah,
and he's been filling in here.
Yeah,
I got to see him. We crossed paths last night before we got on the air.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, always a pleasure to see John. Good guy. All right, so we have more Straight Out of Context coming up, and then we'll have Nick D Show Spies, and get your fly jams ready. Luscious Hushes, did Luscious Hushes get some requests?
Yeah, he's getting them ready right now, getting the turntable all set up.
Get the requests in there if you want, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, as the Nick DiGilio Show continues. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 4. And then at 4, we head over to the TV side of WGN over at Bradley Place. Our buddies over there will give us some early morning news. And at 5 o'clock, the great Bob Surratt. We'll have your morning drive. We are here 24/7 to keep you informed, to keep you company, and to keep you entertained. And that's what we do here at WGN. So just stay tuned. We're all going to get through this thing. We'll do it together. We'll all get through it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we got our regular Friday features going. And right now we're back to Straight Out of Context. And that's when you listen to this radio station. Whenever anybody at any time says something you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle, jot it down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what's next, Tom?
All right, next one coming to us from Carrie. It's a little Matt Bubala.
Open meat market. Open meat market.
He was just talking about an open meat market.
Yep. Okay. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be Straight Out of Context without a little Lou here.
Of course.
So two from Lou, two for Lou from Brian. Let's hear the first one.
We can lick this thing.
Was he talking about beating this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. He used the word licked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not for the future.
Yeah. Lou. Yeah. I don't know about
but
that.
But I appreciate the sentiment.
We do. Yeah.
All right.
And we are, by the way, we are going to beat this thing.
Yeah.
We'll do it all together. Okay.
All right. Next, again, another Lou.
All I want you to do is fill the holes.
That's all he needs you to do.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the content of Lou's show is just wide open for this segment. You know what I mean? It's just, it's made for out of context. So, and Esmeralda Leon, who used to do traffic with us, I was going to say sports. Yeah, Esmeralda did sports.
That'd be great. I'd love to.
I don't think Esmeralda's watched an entire sporting event ever.
This guy got more points than the other guy.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm Esmeralda Leon.
That's it. All right. Hey, by the way, are we covering sports now? Like, what's Dave do in the morning?
Well, I'm guessing Dave just turns on ESPN2 and watches some, I don't know, marble racing.
Some old clips.
Yeah, I mean, there's still news happening. There's still things happening.
Yeah, no. I mean, also, I think he's probably, you know, probably covering the sports angle on how the professional sports and the college sports are handling this,
mm-hmm.
are handling the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
So, but, yeah, it's weird not having any sports, though. It's weird not being able to watch baseball or hockey. And we did a wonderful little celebration of baseball this morning, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And really, people came out of the woodwork in support of how much we all love baseball and have really, really great memories that are attached to baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope it comes back soon. All right, what's next?
All right, next up, a little Matt Bubala from Karen.
But after I got off with you...
Come on, man.
Easy.
See, what was he talking about?
He was talking about crosstalk. After I got off of crosstalk with you.
With who? Who did you see?
Roger Badish.
Oh, with Badish, right.
Yeah, he was talking with Badish.
Okay.
The great Roger Badish.
Uh-huh.
All right. This one was a guest on Mark Carmen's show on Sunday. I believe her name is Molly. This is coming to us from Diane in Naperville.
first of all, I think everybody who's single should be doing it.
Not these days. You stay home.
What was that? What was the context of that?
Talking about like virtual dating.
Oh.
Virtual dating.
Yeah, which is a thing now.
Yeah, you can go, you can get into a virtual dance party, apparently. Yeah.
I'm looking up at the screen. Why is Courtney Cox fat?
That's Friends. A little rude to ask about Courtney Cox.
What was this a subplot that I don't, because I don't watch the show. She's fat in this episode. Okay, I don't know.
She plays a chef on that show, if I'm not mistaken.
I've seen her in chef's clothes with a hat and everything, all that stuff. But now, why is she? I don't understand what's happening here. I just don't watch the show.
She ate too much chocolate at Willy Wonka's factory,
Courtney Cox weighs about 80 pounds,
soaking wet.
But she's she's fat in this episode. It's just distracting to me. Is that like a subplot? Do you watch Friends?
Me?
No, you don't. Why?
No, I don't watch Friends.
I never watch it. I see it on the TV here at work and no sound. So I don't know. Okay. Anyway.
Friends out of context.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what's next?
All right, next it's you coming to us from Dwayne in Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Screw your neighbor. Oh, my favorite card game.
It is a great card game.
That's what I was describing. It was one of my favorite card games that we used to play. Yeah, it's a simple, very fun card game.
Mm-hmm.
But we called it Screw Your Neighbor.
Screw Your Neighbor.
Yeah.
All right, next, a little Dean Richards coming to us from Johnsburg, AJ.
Sanitize your whips.
For all you lovers out there, sanitize your whips.
What was he talking about?
Apparently, I didn't hear which musician it was, but a heavy metal musician was telling people how to stay, like, you know, clean, like wash your hands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the while in this video, he was literally taking like sanitizer to a whip.
To a whip? Indiana Jones?
Like a bull whip, you know? Like,
he was putting sanitizer on?
Well, you have to sanitize your whips, man. You can't have dirty whips.
I don't understand any of this. All right.
What's there to get?
I don't even understand what's happening. Okay, what's next?
All right, finally, a little Roe Con here. This one comes to us from Night Owl, and that'll close this one out.
So how do you know where the hole is?
Ask.
What was he talking about?
Talking about apparently golf courses are still open.
No, they're closed now.
Now they're closed, but apparently
at that time they were still open,
but they had taken all the flags out of the hole, so you wouldn't touch a flag because you didn't want to decrease contact.
Yeah,
so there were no carts, and no flags. So how do you know where the golf ball is?
Gotcha. All right, well there it is. We'll do it again next week. Straight out of context.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Spies. Spies.
Like us.
All right. We are in the middle of Nick D's show, Spies. And Tom had to run to another computer and get the actual audio for the spy. And again, this is when you listen to the station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything about me or the show, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And then we play those clips back every Friday morning. Before we play the clip, let me give the weather here real quick. A warm front will slowly approach our area, and we'll have showers and embedded thunderstorms will spread over from the south. We could have some break in the clouding over Chicago by Friday afternoon, and the rain will continue overnight, a high around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and strong thunderstorms possible into the overnight hours. Could get an inch or more of rain, high in the upper 50s north, near 70 in the far south. Gusty winds, too. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms possible in the overnight hours. Localized downpours could give an inch of rain, high in the upper 50s. And for Monday, a dry day, sunny skies, highs in the middle 50s. And 40s around the lakefront, an increase in clouds and winds overnight. And then for Tuesday, a low-pressure system comes in from the south. We'll have a chance for rain over the area, and it'll mostly be in the south. Highs in the upper 40s or lower 50s. 37 degrees right now at O'Hare. It's 38 at Midway, 36 at the lakefront. Okay. Nick D. Show Spies, what do we got?
All right. Like I said, this is from Lake Geneva Dan, and this is a really good one from the from John Hansen. Just the other day.
Okay.
And it's it regards a text message that was sent in to the show.
708 also texted, not a number, but wanted me to leave a message for Nick DiGilio, but also mentioned it here. There's an article that this person sent about truckers, and we've been talking a lot over the last couple of days about how many workers are still working right now and how important they are. And I was listening to Nick as I was driving home. It must have been last Friday. And I've listened to Nick a lot in the early morning hours going to the jam. But the love that Nick has for third shifters and the intimate relationship he feels with you listeners, especially those folks that are up overnight for many different reasons, is really inspiring. And he was talking a lot about truckers as well. And I've always had an appreciation for it, but Nick really brought it out in me too. I think taught me a little bit about that and hearing from his callers. So I love, excuse me, hearing from everyone that has to work these late hours or these overnight hours. We're not there yet, but feel free to keep on calling in, and we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Yeah, man. I echo everything he says. This whole week has been inspiring to talk to the truckers. We've been talking to a lot of truckers. You know, we have a lot of truckers who are out there who are listening. You know, the overnight shift has always had a large amount of truckers and obviously third shifters who listen. And at this time, you know, they're not going to stop. They got to get to the stores to put the stuff on the shelf that we need. Truckers are vital to what's happening right now. And they're out there and they're doing their job. They're not stopping. And the third shifters and the people that work outside, everybody. And also, you know, the people who are working in grocery stores, including my father. My dad is going to go back to work on Sunday. And, you know, he doesn't want to stop. So, and, you know, they help everybody out. So third shifters and truckers, I've always had an affinity for you, and thank you for what you do. We appreciate it. All right. Should we get fly?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. We've been doing Fly Jams Friday for many, many, many years, and it's always a lot of fun. We like to kick off your weekend on a funky note. If you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200. We play R&B, we play soul, anything funky and fly. We like to pick up the mood and have a little fun right before we leave here on Friday mornings. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Can we say hello to Luscious Hushes?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There's Luscious Hushes. Okay, have you gotten a lot of requests?
Tons of requests.
Good.
We're going to do our best to get as many in here as humanly possible, but let's start at the top. First, coming to us from Mike in Louisville, it's a little bit of Chaka Khan.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves Chaka Khan, and it's I'm Every Woman.
Gotta love Chaka Khan, man. Gotta love her.
Chaka Khan.
And, by the way, Chaka Khan was unmasked on The Masked Singer.
She was.
Yeah. Chaka Khan. Yeah, and I was just saying, the person who got unmasked this past episode, I have no idea who it is. No idea. This is the second week in a row who I have no idea who the quote-unquote celebrity is.
I'll have to look it up. I'll have to see if I know.
Took the thing off. There's a girl there, and everybody seemed to know her, and I was like, I have no clue who this person is. No idea.
Her name's something like Hillary Clinton? I don't know.
I know her. But, yeah, no, second week in a row. I kind of had an idea who the last week was. I was like, oh, I think I know who that is. But this person who was unmasked just this past week, I have no idea who it is. Never heard of her before. And people were going nuts, I guess. And I was like, I don't know who this is. No idea. All right. So what do we got next?
Next up, coming to us from Chris, it's a little bit of Cameo. Here's Sparkle.
Yeah.
When I first saw you, you had sparkle in your eye. Like the stars at night, high in the sky. How I wish that you were mine. 'Cause to me, you're one of a kind. When I look at you, it seems so untrue. How someone like you can make me feel the way.
That's Cameo? Man, that doesn't sound like the vocal stylings of Larry Blackman at all. You familiar with Larry Blackman?
I am not.
Whoa. Seriously?
I don't think so, no.
I'm just like candy. Have you ever seen Larry Blackman?
Maybe.
He's a singer in Cameo.
Is he the one with the big giant flat top?
He's got the high top fade.
Yeah.
And he always wears a red cod piece. You're not familiar with Larry Blackman and his red cod piece? Always wears a red he wears a red cod piece.
Oh boy.
Just like candy. Because that did not sound like Larry Blackman. Larry Blackman has a very distinctive voice. He sounds like just like candy.
There's two other members in the band, so
yeah,
that maybe we missed out on
that. Just didn't sound like Larry Blackman.
Larry Blackman
with his red cod piece. I can't believe you've never seen Larry Cod. Have you ever seen his cod piece? Larry Blackman with his cod piece?
No.
Just watch a Cameo video.
Okay. I will. That first thing, you know what? Yeah. I was going to go home and eat.
No.
But no, I'm...
You have to discover Larry Blackman's cod piece. That's what you need to do.
Do I have to take a video of me watching Larry Blackman?
Larry Blackman and his cod piece.
That's right. That's a punk band right there.
Yeah.
Larry Blackman and his cod piece. All right. Next up, coming to us from Paul. You know, not long ago, we were talking about what's the other hit by the Main Ingredient.
Yeah, because they had Rock the Boat.
Yes. I think, or no, I thought it was, oh, God.
What?
I thought it was some song about being a fool or something. I can't even remember.
Okay. Main Ingredient, didn't they do Rock the Boat? Oh, no, they didn't. Main Ingredient did not do Rock the Boat. It was, I can't remember the name of the group, but it's not Main Ingredient.
Yeah, but anyway, it's, here's a little Main Ingredient, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. This is the song we couldn't remember.
All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. Say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depended on to give a love I can't give.
Yeah, Everybody Plays the Fool is the other Main Ingredient hit. Yeah. Now I'm going nuts because who did Rock the Boat? Rock the Boat, Don't Rock the Boat, Baby. Hughes Corporation?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I would have gone nuts if I hadn't. my dad was probably listening just now screaming Hughes Corporation into the radio. That's my dad's wheelhouse right there. Yeah, that stuff, 60s, 70s, like R&B stuff. My dad goes nuts over that stuff.
By the way, we do have an answer as to why Monica was fat.
Okay.
Apparently, it's part of her character that when she was younger, she was chubby.
Yeah, but she's not younger in this episode.
It's, Well, then there's also apparently there's a what if theme. So it's like, oh, what if Monica had not lost all the weight?
Oh, I see.
And that one's coming to us from Bonnie mentioning the what if theme.
I vaguely recall that her character was overweight when she was younger. I vaguely recall that. But I just didn't know because this episode clearly takes place in modern time or at least, you know, the 90s.
Yeah.
Because that's Friends.
Yeah, 90s.
All right.
All right. Let's get a couple more in here real quick.
Get a couple more.
From the 847, a little Percy Sledge, when a man loves a woman.
Dare Michael Bolton. How dare him. All right.
I forgot, what movie was that for? I feel like...
I don't know. He had a huge hit with it. He did a remake.
I know he had the... I feel like it was in a movie, though.
There was a movie called When a Man Loves a Woman. Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, real quick, last one.
Last one. Nick D's dad, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun.
Of course. Go. It's really funny. As that song was playing, I was looking up, and the scene in Friends is fat Courtney Cox dancing, and she was dancing perfectly to Shotgun. Seriously, it was hilarious.
By the way, that heavy metal singer cleaning the whip?
Yeah.
Rob Halford.
Oh, it was Rob Halford? Okay, then it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Okay,
Leather Daddy Rob Halford.
Oh, no, absolutely. All right. Okay, the news from at the TV station is coming up next.